When you have to repair something at home, you take your toolbox to the room where the repair is needed. You don't use every available tool in the toolbox. You select only the ones needed to do the job. That's what the Servants and Stewards emphasis provides, a free toolbox of resources. Let's look these tools over so you can decide which ones you'll need here at smalltownbaptist.net. Here's how the Servants and Stewards emphasis works. First, you can use the Servants and Stewards materials for a building program, or for mission support, or for a general stewardship emphasis. Some of you have multiple battery-powered tools, all made by the same company, and they all run on the same battery. They're all designed to work together. Well, that is how the Servants and Stewards tool set is designed. Each part is designed to reinforce the others. You may not be able to use every part, but they are all designed to work together. So pick the tools you need for your project and for your church's size and culture. However, the Servants and Stewards tool set is too big to use to promote something too small. And once you use it, you lose it. If you try to reuse it later, your members will say, "Yeah, we've all seen this before." So if all you're going to do is replace the flooring and paint a few Sunday school rooms, you may save this for a bigger project. And avoid thinking that for a big emphasis, you can raise large amounts of money by preaching on it once or twice and putting a nice little ad in the bulletin. That won't work. The first tool we're going to talk about is the audio overview. It explains the approach being taken, which is to understand all of stewardship in context to help our members grow spiritually. In this audio, we discuss the heart matters of giving and the general approach. Don't waste your commute. You could listen to this audio while driving to the hospital. Again, we are talking about giving in the overall context of stewardship. The five themes of stewardship are: 1. What it means to be a steward, which by definition is managing resources which belong to someone else. Understanding that our main stewardship is the gospel. 2. Stewards of God's will. Since God has a plan for our lives, it's important to know how to hear God and how He is leading us. 3. Stewards of our time. Our lifetimes, our days, our opportunities, our time alone with God. 4. Stewards of our wealth. And 5. Stewards of our spiritual gifts. The next thing you will find in the toolbox is a pastor's guide. It offers suggestions and a one-page summary for each Sunday in the 6 Sunday emphasis, 5 themes plus Commitment Sunday. One important key to a major financial campaign is to involve a good percentage of your people. Look at the pastor's guide. Then look over the various tools you will be using as you pray about who should be on the team, which will form up your campaign steering committee. For each of the 5 aspects of stewardship emphasized in the campaign, there is a Sunday when it is introduced and a Sunday when it is reinforced. So in the pastor's guide, there are pages for each Sunday of the emphasis, explaining who does what, which passages are being used in the Bible study in small groups, the theme of the day's testimonies, and some suggested sermon ideas. Each is laid out in a one-page summary. One thing in the pastor's guide which one could easily overlook is the prayer guidance. It is provided for each theme in the emphasis. Even if your church doesn't have a weekly prayer meeting, but only a midweek Bible study, you could include a prayer time with your Bible study. Some churches have members who would pray around tables on Wednesday night. Just print out the prayer prompts for them. In other churches, most members won't pray out loud. In that case, you could guide them through the prayer time by saying, "Pray for this." Give them a moment, then say, "Now pray for this." Next, there is a sample sermons booklet. As pastor, you will introduce the theme of the week in the morning message. It is important to set a positive tone and to stay on topic. Even if you don't use the exact sermons in the sample sermon booklet, these will give you some ideas for approaching the theme of the week. The key resource is the devotional booklet. Your members have 7 days to read 5 devotionals. The devotionals each week will follow the theme you introduced on Sunday. Their purpose is to help your members think on each week's topic in a more sustained way so as to absorb the concepts and to come to feel a personal sense of ownership. You will want to urge your members to participate in faithfully reading the devotionals. Some will say something along the lines of, "But I read my Open Windows devotionals each day." Encourage them to understand that this is a special, short-term emphasis and suggest that if they feel they must read their usual devotional booklet, to read it at another time of the day. There are Bible studies provided for your small groups, your Sunday school classes or life groups or whatever you call them. These Bible studies are taught on the following Sunday after the pastor introduces the theme. These studies are geared toward application, helping your members see what each form of stewardship looks like in practice. A couple of things here. One is, don't distribute the Bible studies to class members and ask them to study their Sunday school lesson. Instead, save these studies for class day. Concentrate on asking your members to be faithful in reading the devotional booklet, which will be on the same theme. The second is, have a meeting with your teachers or group leaders. Put the Bible study booklet in their hands and emphasize how important it is for them to participate in this special emphasis. The teachers will be asked questions about the offering and where it is going and about how the offering works. It's important that your church's teachers be able to give informed answers. They need to echo the vision. There is a testimony leader booklet. This is for the person who assists the pastor in enlisting people to share their testimonies in the worship services. These testimonies will be very inspirational to your members. They communicate that this isn't just the pastor's project, it's our project. Remember, the testimonies come before the sermon in the order of service and reinforce the theme of the previous week. In a few minutes, you will introduce the new theme for the next week. Some congregations may not have enough members to fill each and every testimony slot. What do you do then? One thing you could do is borrow a member from another church. Your associational missionary strategist may be able to make some suggestions. It cannot be overstated how important it is that each one who shares his or her testimony be personally enlisted. By personally is meant in person, and that you go over the fact sheet with them and then give it to them. It must be strongly impressed upon them that they are being asked to stick to a particular theme. If they feel they cannot do this, thank them for their time explaining. It's very important in this emphasis that we cover our 5 themes. If you have the technology and the people who can help, it is great to be able to do testimonies in video. You can show more than one person. You can control the length of time. It would even be possible to mix the two approaches, using one approach on one week and another the next week. The booklet has some questions you can use in video interviews in the back. The purpose of a campaign booklet is to explain the cause that is being supported by the offering, a building program, debt reduction, or mission support. In the toolbox is a document giving some ideas of what to include in this booklet. The booklet should be as attractive and as polished looking as your church budget can afford to make it. If possible, use glossy paper and a professional printer. But if your church is more down-home than that, then make it look high quality by the standards of your church. The campaign booklet should be sent out before you begin the campaign, or at least before the banquet. There is a social media booklet containing quotes for each week's theme. What platforms you use and how you do so will depend on the culture of your church. You may need to think of the various age groups or the differing groups of people who make up your congregation as you decide exactly how to implement this. And it may be using social media wouldn't be practical for your congregation. Newsletters provide additional information about the project and how the offering works. In the past, campaigns like this always included weekly mailouts, but this was before social media. If you won't be communicating with your members in other ways, weekly mailouts can still be very helpful. They can be especially helpful in promoting the banquet and promoting Commitment Sunday. Now let's talk about music and how your worship leader can help. Our suggestion is that the music in the first part of the service reflect the stewardship theme of the previous week. Then, just before the pastor begins his message, the special music can be on the theme the pastor is about to introduce. The worship leader can look ahead in the devotional booklet to get ideas as he plans the music. Both the pastor and the worship leader should be prepared to flex their time if a testimony runs a little long. What if your campaign has a different name, or you have your own logo you wish to use? Is it okay to change the colorway or to put the logo on the cover of the devotional booklet or something like that? Yes, you may. We ask that you include Small Town Baptist as the source of the material and include our permissions page. But if you want to spruce up the layout, you can do that. Can you do this? As you look these resources over, you may come to the conclusion that this effort is so intensive, it will require more leadership and assistance than you are able to provide in-house. If the project is a little bit too big for you, then you may be able to find an area pastor with experience in building campaigns, your associational missionary, strategist, or retired pastor whom you could pay, something like that. However, if this project is a very large project, totally outside the sphere of any experience most pastors have had, in that case, you will need to pay a professional, and they cost money. However, you have to spend money to raise big money. As Red Adair once said, if you think a professional is expensive, just wait till you hire an amateur. Talk to your state convention and fellow pastors to secure recommendations. Your state convention or state foundation may have an affordable program which will work for you. Either way, you are welcome to use any of the servants and stewards materials or any of the other free resources available here at smalltownbaptist.net.